Good morning. Here is your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather with me, John Baker. A 12-year-old boy has been named as the suspect in connection with two recent cases of sexual assault in Bettenberg. The case file has now been handed over to the Youth Protection Department of the Public Prosecutor's Office. A couple from Roerbeek-les-Biches in France's Moselle department has been formally charged in connection with allegations of sexual abuse, rape, attempted rape and other mistreatment of children who were placed in their home as foster parents. The Luxembourg Government Council has approved two key projects from its housing booster plan. The measures include raising interest subsidies on property loans to relieve monthly financial strain for first-time buyers under 35. In international news, US envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner are heading to Kyiv after substantive peace talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow, aiming to end the Ukraine war. Indonesia has halted operations at its main international airport outside Jakarta today after ash spewed from the Anak Krakatoa volcano more than 150 kilometers away, impacting thousands of passengers. The United States said it has destroyed three Iranian oil tankers yesterday in response to attempted missile attacks on naval vessels, with Iran's Revolutionary Guards saying they targeted US-linked ships in response. Sports now and rugby. Star South Africa back Cheslin Kolbe broke his jaw during the 29-24 third test victory over New Zealand. Head coach Razzie Erasmus has reported yesterday in a match which ended with the Springboks taking a 2-1 lead in the four test series. For more on these stories, news, updates and much more, head over to rtltoday.lu. Weather now, and there may still be some fog patches around locally at the moment, but these will dissipate this morning and will be left with a generally sunny day with the odd cloud drifting across, and we can expect a high of